Out from the hell that is Dunkirk, back from the steel thrust of the German war machine, comes the BEF.
I had three uncles, Anna. Their name was Crebin. My mother was Mabel Crebin, originally from Craignish. There was Harry, Fred, and Tom. They were of my... They're my mother's brothers. And word came somewhere during the day that this Dunkirk thing was happening and there were Manx ships getting sunk. And as a boy, as a child, I went with my mother to the examiner's shop and along there with there were a dozen of old people outside on the pavement there this time of day, waiting there for news to come through.
Can you tell us a little bit about that operation and sort of the involvement of Manx seamen?
There were eight Manx ships involved in that evacuation, and three of them were lost on that day through enemy action. And there was much loss of life, but the Monas Queen's losses were more than the others. She was going into Dunkirk in the early hours of the morning, 5 or 6 o'clock. She had lots of fresh water for the troops on the beaches. They were under fire and desperate for water. And they were carrying anything they could, buckets, milk churns, I believe. They were carrying a lot of water in that. How awful for them poor fellas on the beaches that should happen. Anyway, she set off a magnetic mine and a ship went down in seconds.
So was that on the way to Dunkirk or on the way collected?
She was going in for about the umpteenth time. She'd already done about a dozen runs into various ports in the evacuation.
So she'd already played a role in getting people to safety?
Oh, yes. The previous couple of weeks, taking people from the Belgian and Dutch ports that she could get into and the French ports. And the Monas Queen blew up and there were 24 men lost their lives out of a crew of about, say, 60, 70. And the 24 lost their lives. 17 of them were Manxmen. Most of them fellas were in the engine room, but they were from all the departments, and there was quite a lot saved, which was nothing short of a miracle. Among the survivors was my two uncles and cousin Tom, particularly the deck department. I knew most of them people. I grew up with them around me. The Howe, Craignish, Port St. Mary. And today, we remember it by holding a commemoration service at Port St. Mary, where the Monas Queen's anchor, which was salvaged in 2010, it was brought home. A lot of Southside men on it that I knew.
What do you feel when you go down to the memorial site now in Port St. Mary and you sort of look upon the anchor of the Monas Queen?
You cannot put the show on all the time, but I think of the nostalgia, and I think of my mother, what she was going through. You know, you had to see the women folk wondering what was happening there. And I think it's something that should be remembered. And it came so close to us, in the Isle of Man, and in our case, Port St. Mary in particular. But they were honorary fathers to me, as uncles. Life was much closer them days, as you might have heard. And We got the anchor home and give Port St. Mary their full due. They've done us proud every year by holding this service and maintaining the thing. Yeah, we take part in it as a solemn duty rather than for show.
They had to stagger back to the sea to survive. They were betrayed, but never defeated or dispirited.